Thank you, Jesus. We're going to the scriptures, and I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Psalms. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 46, and verses, we're going to start reading from verse 1 through 5. Psalms 46, and let somebody stand to the reading of God's word. Psalms 46, 1 through 5. Amen. Everybody have it? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy places of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and help her right early. I'm going to ask you to turn also to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 and verse 10. Proverbs 18 and verse 10. Chapter 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it into it and is safe. Our last scripture is found in Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41 and chapter 41 and verse 10. We have that. Would you say amen? Amen. All right. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, and yea, I would help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm going to read that again. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I would help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's such an encouraging word. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about today. God is our refuge and strength. Amen. Amen. If you don't know him to be your refuge and strength, you keep on living and walking with him, you'll find him out to be your refuge and your strength. Amen. Amen. To be a refuge is a place of shelter. Amen. God is our place of shelter. He's our place of protection. He's our safety place, our safe haven. He's our security place. Amen. Amen. It's a place of protection, a shelter, a safe place, a place of security. Amen. In this world, there's not any security in this world. Amen. The Bible said we're in the world, but we're not of the world. The Bible said in the world, you should have tribulation, but in me, you should have peace. Amen. God is a peace. He's peace in the midst of a storm. Amen. And it says God is our refuge and God is our strength. Amen. God is our refuge. Amen. He's our place of security. He's our place of safety. Protection is in the Lord. Amen. The Bible scripture said, when my heart is overwhelmed in me, lead me to the rock that's higher than me. When things are overwhelmed in our life and we look like we just and being emerged and engulfed by so much trouble, amen, we can run to the rock. That rock is Jesus. We can go to him in prayer and he will, amen, calm, amen, our hearts, amen, amen. And say, God is our refuge and strength. And I'm so glad that when my strength is smaller, I feel like I don't have no strength. God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. Amen. Glory to God. Strength, it means to be strong. Amen. When you have strength, that means you're strong. Amen. You're strong in the Lord. We're speaking about even in the natural, when you have the strength and you're feeling well and you're not sick or anything, you have more vigor, more stamina. You have more strength to move around. But we're talking about, amen, in the spirit realm. God is our strength. Amen. He makes us strong. strong. Amen. He's, and when you have strong, you're going to have energy. You're going to have might. You're going to have ability to act in difficult situations. You'll be able to steady make it in difficult situations. That's what you need strength for, in difficult situations. Amen. Don't take much strength when everything is going well, but it takes a lot of strength. Amen. When things are not going well, you got to have that vigor, that, amen, that tenacity to keep on moving. So God gives us strength when we look like our strength is out. And we, some of us, we've been out long time ago in our mind. We like, I'm out of here, Lord. I can't take another thing. But to something about the Holy Ghost, it said, I can't understand, can't explain. All I know is I got it. God will give you strength on the inside to keep on standing against oppositions and trials and tests and difficult situations. He'll give you that stamina to continue to stand in him. Amen. The Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So God is our refuge. God is our hiding place, our shelter, and he's also our strength. Amen. I thank the Lord for being all of that and above. Amen. And he's a present help in trouble. Amen. God is a present help. Amen. I don't care if you're on land, sea, or air. I don't care if you down in the dumps or up or whatever you need. All you got to do is call out to him, and he's right there. He's present. Amen. He's a present help in the time of trouble. You know, just like when people, somebody, you know, they can be driving, they almost have an accident. People that don't even know Lord, they don't even serve the Lord, they don't even announce him, but they gonna call on Jesus. Amen. Everybody gonna call on Jesus. He's a present help. Amen. In the time of trouble, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Glory to God. When we're having difficulty, or we're having things that are coming against us, amen, whether they're external or inward, however it is come, amen, he's there to help us whatever that we go through. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. He's our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Say, therefore will not we fear. God said, don't fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. In other words, God is saying, how, no matter how bad that it looks, how bad your situation looks, how bad that it look around you, God said, don't fear. Amen. It said, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. And basically, he's saying, no matter what difficult situation you or I may be in, God is saying, don't fear. Say, fear not. Amen. Glory to God. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, it says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And verse 5 said, God is in the midst of her. In other words, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and help her right early. God is in the midst of us. That's really what it's saying. God is in the midst. Amen. Sometimes when we have trouble, the first thing we think that God is not in the midst of this. I don't know why this is going on with me. I don't know why this happened. God, I don't see God in the midst of it. But that's because you don't see God. That don't mean God is not in the midst. Amen. Amen. He's in the midst. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't even be able to get through that trouble. Amen. Amen. So he's in the midst of trouble. Yeah, he's right there. You know, sometimes when you're going through some real dark places in your life, and through these trials and tests we go through, sometimes all you can see is the smoke. All you can see is the trouble and everything around. Amen. You can't seem to see God nowhere. I've said myself, Lord, seem like I can't really see you. Seem like I can't really feel you. Sometimes all you can see is yourself and the trouble. Amen. But God's right there with you, because he said, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil, because he's right there with you. Glory to God. God is not, we think God is not with us in trouble, but that's where God is with us in trouble. That's where we need him. That's where he's at. He's with us in trouble. Amen. Glory to God. How does it say, God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. Amen. Glory to God. God said, glory to God. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil, because I'm right there with you. Glory to God. God will not suffer you to be moved. He will not suffer the devil to kick you over and just walk over you. Amen. Glory to God. He's right there with you. Amen. He's your strength. How many of you know that God is your strength? Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And it says the name of the Lord. Amen. The name of the Lord. Ain't the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Amen. A strong tower is something that cannot be moved. Amen. A strong tower is a place of safety. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And glory to God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All we got to do is call upon the name of the Lord. For the Bible said there's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble in the name. We need to use that name more. Amen. We use all the other names. Amen. We need to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. We need to call upon his name. We need to use his name. I think we got the slack from using the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We've been using so much other stuff. We done forgot about that name. Glory to God. There's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous, say the righteous run into it, and it is safe. Amen. You see that last word? It said the righteous run into it, and there's safety when you run into that name. Amen. Power in that name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And most times we don't know that until we just slow it down. We have to slow it down and get calm. Amen. We have to slow it down and get calm. Amen. Glory to God. When we up all and worked all up and everything, we can't get nothing from God like that. We got to calm down. The Bible tells us, peace be still. God told us, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Before you can see God working your situation, working anything out, you're going to have to come to a place of stillness in your mind, in your body, and everything. You got to be still. Amen. You can't be all over the place. Amen. You know, you can be sitting in one place. You can just be sitting in one place. Let's say in a pew or something, or you could be sitting in your car, but your mind could be 100 miles going a lot of, that's not still in your soul. God cannot speak to you clearly when you got a lot of stuff going on in your head, if your mind running here and there. You got to be still and know that he's God. Amen. So you can get the directions that he tell you which way to go in your situation. Be still, that know that I'm God. Amen. And it says, fear not, for I'm with thee. The Lord said he have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Amen. The devil would like us to fear, shake, and tremble and just be in an uproar. But God said, I have not given you that spirit. That spirit don't come from me. Fear has torment. Amen. It said, when we fear and trembling all the time, we're not made perfect in love the way we need to be, because God has not given us that spirit of fear. And when you really loving, you loving God's people, you loving the people. Amen. We don't love what they do, but you're supposed to love people. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you're trying to sometimes loving people that's not lovable. Some people can do harm to you. Amen. You feel like they're not easy to love, but God don't want us to look at that person. Amen. He wants us to look, amen, past that person. See, we don't have to let people make us a role model. We don't have to be naive and unwise with people, but God don't want us to hate anybody. He wants us to have love. Amen. He said, well, love and kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. Glory to God. And he said, when you have made perfect in love, you don't have fear. You don't fear, don't just rest around you when you're made perfect in love. When you're not all the way perfect, perfected in some things, you're going to have a lot of attacks of fear and anxiety. I'm not saying they don't come my way, but you won't stay that way. When you're made perfect in love, fear and love, one goes, it's not the same page. One going to go out the door from the other. Amen. When God perfect our love, amen, glory to God, we don't have to fear. He let us know, even though the devil may come to alarm us, but we don't have to stay fearful. Amen. Say, fear has, fear thou not, for I am with thee. God is saying, don't fear, I'm with you. And be not dismayed. It said, be not dismayed. Be dismayed means to be troubled, to be bothered, to be distressed, to be disheartened, to be dispirit, to be unsettled, to have so much anxiety. Amen. Glory to God. Because glory to God, because we're not, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're in dismay. Hallelujah. And God, he don't want his children. He don't want his children to walk around in dismayedness. Amen. Dismayedness leads to depression, discouragement, and all that, giving up and all that when you're dismayed. Amen. That spirit don't come from the Lord. It comes from the devil. Hallelujah. But he said, be fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Amen. With some of the, when God comes to strengthen us, it means he comes to make us stronger. You know, the first thing when we think about strength, and I've thought about it like that too. Sometimes we say, God's going to strengthen me. We just feel like, you know, God's going, he's going to strengthen me. He gonna, that means we think, well, you know, first thing come out, man, he's, I'm going to feel better. Yeah, you'll feel better, but yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, but he strengthened you to make you stronger in the situation that you're in. You don't always move the situation. You know, I would love to think that way. That's the way we think he's going to strengthen me and get me right out. If it ain't your time to come out of what he's going to do, give you some strength to go through it till it's time. So you might not be all the way done. I might not be all the way done. You know, the things that we go through in this life, amen, we said, Lord, this is so hard, Lord. Oh, Lord, I can't almost take no more of this or that or the other, Lord. Can't almost go through this trial too much longer, Lord. Amen. But God, dude, that's because you say, I don't feel like I can go through this trial. That don't mean that you're coming out. Amen. What he going to do, he hear what you're saying. He going to give you some tenacity, some strength to hang right in there with that trial till you come out. Because sometimes, because God's ways is not our ways, and he don't think like we think, we cry in a minute. It's just like a child, we got, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here. God don't get us out of everything, because he's working on what? Us. Amen. He's working on, when he feel like you ready and you done, you coming out. Amen. Amen. Somebody, I said, when he feels like you ready and you done, you coming out. Amen. And I'm learning that. Amen. So stop. I'm stopping to all this hollering and everything, complaining, I can't take this, and moo, and all that. And you up there sitting back, Lord, I want to heal the sick. I want to raise the dead. I want to do miracles and work. God, you can't go through this over here. Amen. God gonna see if you ready over here before I put you over here. God never puts anybody anywhere where people put themselves. I'm finding out people put themselves in situations. Amen. God is not the one to put them there, because they, when they get up and they don't know how, they have bad character. God gonna work on your character, your disposition, everything before he put you over here. You're not gonna embarrass him. Somebody give God a praise. I said, you're not going to embarrass him. And I love it that way, because I know, you know, the Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And amen. Because I know guys like that, I know I'm going to be the best woman that I could be, because not a pastor Tom, because of God. Because he's going to make sure I get all them nicks and whips out of me, all that old bad behavior, all that old stuff. He's going to get that off me, so I won't go over here and be embarrassing him and embarrassing myself too. Because you not only embarrass you, him, you embarrass yourself too if you're not developed for you going up higher. I want to heal the sick. I want to raise the dead. I want to do the works of God. I want to, and you can't even, don't even know how to act over here. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Glory to God. So say, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Amen. To make strengthen means to make stronger. I'm going to build you up. Like I said, with the things that God take us through, when he say, I'm going to strengthen thee. Amen. I'm beginning to look at that word strengthen in another light. And I've been looking at it. But God is like, when I strengthen you, that don't mean that I'm taking you out. That means I'm just toughening you up. I'm making you more stronger to endure what you're going through till I deliver you. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. And yea, I would help thee. And yea, I would uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God said, you don't have to worry about nothing if you just obey me. I believe that a lot of our trials and tests and everything would be a lot easier upon us if we just walk in obedience unto God. Anybody agree with me today? I believe if we just walk in obedience unto God and submit ourselves and walk humbly before the Lord, I believe we wouldn't have to go through so much stuff. But because we are hard-headed, we do it like we want to do it. We say it like we want to say it. We in God one day, we out in our flesh another day. I believe that's why we go through all the hardship, because if we do it God's way, we have less burden. Somebody give, and I'm striving, trying to learn how to do it God's way. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. I don't want to, amen, on my way. So you can be on your way to heaven, but you can have a miserable trip getting there. You can go to heaven. There's people that went to heaven, but they went through hell before they got there. Why? Because they stood in the way all the time. They serving God, but they doing what they want to do. Say some of them went on to heaven. They going to be with the Lord. But look at all the unnecessary stuff they went through because they didn't do it God's way. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, I'm meek and lowly. God's letting you know I'm meek and lowly. That means God's letting you know I got a humble. So I'm humble. I have an easygoing spirit. I'm humble. My yoke is easy. My burden's light. He said, be like me. Not be like you and you and you. Be like me. In other words, if my yoke is easy, my burden light, he said, you will find rest for your soul. If you do it my way, I take you a better route where you enjoy life a lot better than you would doing it on your own. That's really what he's saying. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God is our refuge and he's our strength. Amen. Amen. He's our strong tower. I'm so glad he's a strong tower. Amen. He's a place of safety. Amen. That I don't have to worry about. No, there's no storm. There's nothing, no rain. There's no storm can blow me away from God, that strong tower of God. Amen. It's a secret place. It's a secret place of God. Amen. The Bible said he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Lord, of the Almighty shall abide under the wings of the Almighty. He's dwelling in the secret place of the wings of the Almighty. A secret place is a place you learn to live in. Can I get an amen? You don't just get there. We get there when we in a time of storm, like you running, it was pouring down rain, everybody trying to run in the building. I'm running here in this place. As soon as it stopped raining, I'm running back out. A secret place, you don't do it like that. A secret place, you learn to get in it, and what do a wise person do? You stay in it. Why? Because it took you so long to get there. You learn to live in that secret place. It say he that dwelleth, that means to stay in that secret place. That means a lot of stuff gonna be going on around you, but you're gonna be in a secret place. You in like, you can't get me, devil, I'm in here. Somebody give God, I said, you can't get me, I'm in here. I told somebody the other day, I said, God has got me in a resting place. Sometimes God takes you to play to different places in your life. You don't understand where Lord, I just feel you got me going in a direction. I don't know where I'm going there, but it's like, it's all right with me because there's peace that way. Sometimes you may look up and don't hear nobody, don't see nobody and nothing else. And you're just like, well, Lord, I don't understand it, but it's like this. It's like, Lord, I'm so scared to get out of this place. You can get in that place like, I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want nothing about me. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody called me yesterday. They said, I'm going to come by there. I said, okay. And they look like they had a lot of stuff going on. I said, well, Lord, before they get here, wherever place you got me in, let me stay there. Amen. Glory to God, because people got a lot of amen, after upon getting there, amen, and I could see they had a lot going on, but I said, Lord, just let me stay there. Hallelujah, in this secret place. And I was in the secret place when they left and when they came. I said, sometimes it ain't a bad thing. Amen. You may look up and don't see nobody, don't hear from nobody. It ain't a bad thing. God may have you set to the side. Amen. Glory to God. And especially you've been in warfare.
That's right.
Come on, somebody give God a praise. I've been in some great warfares. Hallelujah. God knows sometimes he'll pull you off to the side. Glory to God. So don't complain when he pulled off to the side because you are going back in battle. Take that time to rest. Hallelujah. When you're in a place and God, like you done been through enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Been through enough with cat, dogs, roaches, rats, people, and everything else. Get me away from everything. God pull you off to the side. You stay off to the side because after a while, you going back to war, honey. You better enjoy your rest. You better enjoy your peace. I saw if you don't see a roach crawling across the floor, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. God forbid, hope we ain't got roach. He done deliver us. I pray God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Remember back way back in the day, I used to have them. Hallelujah. I ain't seen one in many years. My God. Praise God. And I try to keep my cover clean, everything, so I don't see them. I don't want nothing coming from the outside. Getting cold right now. Folks, stuff coming on the outside, coming on the inside, see if they can find some food and stuff. Somebody give God a praise. We ain't preaching about roaches today, though. Somebody give God a praise. Woo! Glory to God. A shelter in a time of storm. But I'm telling the truth, though. He's your peace. Amen. When you don't have no peace. Glory to God. I'm so glad he's my hiding place. Glory to God. I'm so glad when God said, when God get you, put you in one of them places, glory to God, to be like that movie. I don't see no evil. I don't speak no evil. I don't want to hear no evil. Glory to God. Just keep me in a calm, in this place. Glory to God. I see you when I see you. I talk to you when I talk to you. But I'm in this place. Glory to God. And when God put you in one of them quiet places, look like ain't nothing moving, honey, enjoy the quiet place. Because after a while, you going back to war. How the whole shire. Somebody give God a praise. Yes. We be up in, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Ain't got nobody here but me. Oh, Lord. I just need folks. I just need people, Lord. I just need them. Honey, anytime God pull you off, you better take a breath. Amen. You better take a breath, because when people come, they come with some of everything. You be like, woo, I want to go back in my resting place. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. God is our refuge, and God is our strength. You know, the devil, if he would love the Sister Tiffany, I'm just looking at you because you're smiling, and I'm smiling too right now. Yeah, the devil would like to smack the smile off of our face. Oh, he would like to smack your smile. He would like to slap it down, slap it off your face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes we go through here, look like we've been chewing on nails and stuff. We can't get up a frown. How we can't get up a smile. It's like we've been sucking on 12 lemons. Somebody say, smile out there. We can't crack one. Your face will crack if you try to get one. And glory to God, that's a season. Hallelujah. But God had turned that hallelujah sour face and put some joy. This joy that I had, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God slapped some things down. When God slapped some things down, you're able to go on with strength. And it's not your strength, but the strength of the Lord. And I'm not twisted. I know that my help comes from the Lord, and I don't want to get out of his strength. I can't fight them demons in my own strength. I can't fight, glory to God, all them war things that coming against me and my, this battle's not mine, but it's the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he, hallelujah, show me how to put that armor on, put all this stuff on. Hallelujah. And stand still and hallelujah in the evil day. I'm so glad he's my shepherd, and I'm so glad that he's my God. I'm so glad he's with me all the time. Sometimes your mind is under attack. Sometimes your body's under attack. Hallelujah. But if you go to the Lord, God will move all that stuff out your way, and you will have the victory. Somebody give God the prayer, because it really was nothing but a test anyway. For the Lord said he's going to shake heaven and earth, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But if you can't be shaken in your soul, you will be able to remain. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise, and I thank God because I'm remaining today. Somebody say there's a storm out in the ocean, and it's moving disarray. If your soul is not anchoring Jesus, you're going to surely how they drift away. You're going to be not drifting away. You're going to be washed away. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise in here today. How many know it's because of the Lord that we still are standing today? Glory to God. Sometimes the winds blow, and God said, don't move. You hear God saying in the spirit, don't move. You know, just like a tornado or a hurricane come, everybody be running, trying to find shelter. People running here and there. We're in the house of God, and I mean, I'm talking about not only in this house, but all over the world. People are running in their soul. They don't know, they're unstable in their mind. They don't know if they want to walk with God or not. They don't want to know if they don't know if I'm going to be out of this thing. But God says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, God will calm the winds. Hallelujah. He'll calm the rain. Hallelujah. And you'll see him standing up in your soul. You might see where some people get washed out. Hallelujah. On the shore. But you'll find yourself still standing in the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. And some of us are standing in the Lord today in the midst of your dilemma, in the midst of whatever you're going through. When the devil told you you was done long time ago, when he told you you weren't going to be able to make another step, hallelujah, I mean, somebody made another step. Jump to your feet if you made another step. I said jump to your feet if you made another step. Lord, and you are still stepping in the Lord today, and you are still praising God today. You ought to thank God because you got the victory today. Not that you're going to get the victory, but you ought to thank him because you got the victory today. Anybody got the victory today? Act like you got the victory. praying. Somebody give God a praise. You know, if it had not been for the Lord who was upon your side, you know you wouldn't even be here today. I said, you know you wouldn't even be praising the Lord today. Somebody give God a praise. If it had not been for the Lord who was upon my side, I wouldn't be standing here right now. But I am praising the Lord. I'm not going to wait till the battle's over with, but I'm going to shout right now. There's coming a shift in this hour. And you could be shifted in or you could be shifted out, but I chose to be shifted in with the Lord. Come on and magnify the Lord with us today. Let us exalt his name together. In case you don't know what's going on, the Bible said that without a vision, people perish because we don't stay connected up to know what God is doing next. But I'm trying to stay close to God as much as I can to see what he's doing next, God. But God knows the thoughts that he knows, the plans that he had for me. And he knows the thoughts and he knows the plans that he had for you. And they're not for evil to destroy you, but to give you and me and you an expected end. God is doing a shift in the thing. I don't know about you, but he's doing a shift in my life. I'm going to be all that God would have me to be. There's no demon too tall. There's no devil that can stop me. I can't, nothing can stop me but me. And I'm fully persuaded that I'm walking on with the Lord. No matter who come, no matter who go, my mind is fixed. My heart is made up. And I'm coming to see, I'm going to see the King. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise. Fully persuaded. I'm not partially persuaded. I'm fully persuaded. You got to be wise in this hour to see what the Lord is doing in your life. I say that you can lose it 1 minute. You can get twisted in a minute. God can be leading you, hauling you somewhere, and you can get twisted if you don't keep your focus. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Keep your focus, Sister Joanne. Watch God move. The things that you see, don't take them lightly for granted. That not that I think you will, but you got to see every day. You got to stay close to God as much as possible to see where he's taking you to and remain humble as he's taking you to before you get on the other side. Somebody give God a praise. I see God doing some great things for people, but he's going to make sure that you walk in humility. You're not going to capture, you're not going to possess the land all the way to you what God wants you to be. Somebody, I said, you won't possess the land all the way to get where you need to get until you be what God wants you to be. Somebody give God the praise. Come on and give him a praise in here. Come on and give him a praise in here. Glory to God. We might as well develop here. God ain't calling for no babies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want everybody to move up. Move up in him. Even here in the world's man, move up in him. In places where God wants you to be. Glory to God. You got to get up out the way. Get up out the way so God will bring others in. But you can help people that maybe not know the way. Get up somewhere in God. In your making and be character and maturity. Glory to God. And the things of God. Ask the Lord, what would you have me to do? Forgetting about those things behind. Forget about what you didn't understand. Forget about what you went through. Look forward. Press forward. How do you, Paul said, how do you glory to God? I don't count myself to ever already have apprehended, but this one thing that I do, I leave those things behind and I move. You cannot move forward and hold on to things behind. You got to move forward. Somebody say, move forward. Move forward. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, praise him.
Praise him, praise him. Yes.
Praise. Somebody praise you. I'll stop praising that soon. Your praise has got to be in you. Come on, keep on praising him. Glory to God. Keep on praising him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Do better than that. They'll let you know if you pray, if you've been praying like you need to be praying, there's a praise to be in your soul. I said to be in your soul. No more baby days. No more wiping tears and all that. Glory to God. We got to grow up in God. We got to grow up in God for God. Bring in, amen, what he wants to bring in. We got to be mature. Hallelujah. I said we got to be mature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Everybody heads down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Walk in the spirit that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit that we won't be in and out of the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody praise his name. Glory to God. We will walk in the spirit. We will fulfill the lust of the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is our refuge. He's our strength. A very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Don't care if the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Don't care what's going on. God said he'll help us and help us right early. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody else thank and praise his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go and play something, Brother Darnell.